The cliff swallow's longtime roost at Mission San Juan Capistrano is celebrated every March with a parade, and 70 years ago was immortalized through a song that made Billboard's top 10 list.
When the swallows come back to Capistrano.
Visitors to the mission, like Bob Weber, still try to sing along.
When the swallows return to Capistrano. I think it's along those lines.
The only thing is, the swallows are not returning to Capistrano, and haven't for more than a decade. A project to restore the stone ruins of the mission's two-century-old church in the 1990s removed the colony, dislodging several hundred bird nests. Michelle Lawrence Adams is the mission's executive director.
And, you know, it's sad, but, you know, we had to stabilize these ruins so they wouldn't fall over and kill man.
The little brown birds with a white triangle on their faces still fly back to the city of San Juan Capistrano every spring after wintering in southern Argentina. You can see them in the sky flashing their white bellies as they dive bomb for insects midair. They just don't go back to the mission, much to the chagrin of staff and volunteers like Pat March. She's seen multiple attempts to grab the attention of passing swallows.
What they would do is they would put out ladybugs to attract the swallows.
Because the birds build their gourd-shaped nests out of mud pellets, staffers would make mud puddles for them on the mission grounds.
You just dig a little ditch and you put water in it, and they were supposed to be the swallows' wallows.
The mission even stuck fake ceramic nests beneath the eaves of buildings. But the prefab homes didn't work. In fact, none of the tactics did. It was time to hire a professional.
I've been studying cliff swallows for about 30 years.
So it was easy for Charles Brown, an ornithologist from the University of Tulsa, to see one reason why the mission was having such a difficult time getting the swallows back. 40 years of urbanization, he says, has led to a 50% reduction in the swallow population of Southern California.
That is the one part of North America where the numbers have been going down.
Brown decided the best way to attract swallows back to the mission was to play to their sociability.
The social species, they often look to see if others have settled there and have others been successful there. So we have to fool them into thinking that birds have been there recently.
This is a recording Brown made of cliff swallows in Nebraska. These Midwesterners' chirps fill the mission's courtyard, mixing with the sound of schoolchildren on field trips. The sounds come from a speaker system hidden behind bushes. A lot of people are counting on this approach. Not just the mission employees who get the complaints about the missing swallows, but nearby businesses too.
More swallows means more customers.
Dominic Mayo works at the Capistrano Trading Post, across the street from the mission. The store is packed with swallow paraphernalia.
We have metal swallows that are handmade in Haiti. We have little swallow silver charms, swallow wind chimes, swallow mugs. We have shot glasses that say just a swallow.
But 2 months into the experiment with the recording, no swallows have come back to nest. Scientists have not given up, though. They plan to play the recording again next spring. And Walter Piper of Chapman University, who's serving as Charles Brown's eyes and ears on the ground in California, made a promising discovery in early May in a residential area half a kilometer away from the mission.
This is the first indication that cliff swallows were nesting nearby the mission.
About 100 swallows are nesting under the eaves of several houses and apartment buildings in the area.
Bit by bit, they build these huge nests, and so that's what we're saying. It's cute to see them poke their little heads out of there.
Piper says these birds are all potential tenants for the mission, perhaps for next year. For VOA News, I'm Josie Huang in San Juan Capistrano, California.